Wheat spikes, China surges, and AI quietly erases finance jobs. Chicago wheat futures posted their biggest single-day gain in nearly 2 weeks after U.S.-Russia diplomatic talks ended without progress on Black Sea grain access. The connection is direct. The Black Sea is the primary shipping corridor for Ukrainian and Russian grain exports to global markets. When diplomacy fails, traders price in continued disruption, and the effects flow through within hours to bread, pasta, and processed food costs, with the most acute impact felt in lower-income households and in countries that rely heavily on Black Sea grain imports across North Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. China's August export data delivered a striking counterpoint to narratives of successful Western decoupling. Exports rose 25% year-over-year, and the trade surplus widened significantly, suggesting Chinese manufacturers are successfully redirecting trade flows despite U.S. tariffs and restrictions, finding markets in Southeast Asia, Africa, and Latin America that are absorbing Chinese goods. A wider surplus means more economic leverage, more capacity to absorb retaliatory tariff costs, and more domestic political ammunition for Xi Jinping to argue that the U.S. decoupling strategy is, at minimum, incomplete. Wyoming ranchers are sounding alarms about Trump's 90-day beef tariff waiver allowing cheaper imports, against the backdrop of a U.S. cattle herd at a 75-year low, the smallest since the early 1950s. Rebuilding a cattle herd requires years of investment, retaining breeding stock, waiting for calves, growing those calves to market weight. The rancher's argument is economically sound. Why commit to long-term herd expansion while competing against lower-cost imports for 90 days, with uncertainty about what happens when the waiver expires? Short-term import relief may reduce consumer beef prices today while suppressing the domestic investment needed to grow supply over the medium term. The finance and insurance sector shed 99,000 jobs in 2026, including 11,000 inches August alone, even as the broader economy added 162,000 jobs in the same month. The sector-specific divergence is the key signal. This is not a recession story but a structural transformation, with AI automation eliminating specific categories of white-collar financial work faster than new roles are being created. S&P futures were trading down approximately 0.28% at 7,700 Tuesday morning, reflecting the accumulation of geopolitical risk across Ukraine, the Middle East, and the trade picture. The roles being lost, document processing, initial loan underwriting, basic claims assessment, fraud pattern detection, are tasks where AI does not merely assist a human worker but replaces the function entirely. The new roles AI might generate in finance tend to require different skills that displaced workers do not automatically possess.